Hey everybody, welcome back to this. I'm your host, Shauna Griffiths. And today's Real Talk is with a real leader who came recommended to me. And it is so great to have you here today, Julian. We've got Julian Valentin, who is the head of brand marketing for Open Doors. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored to be here. And I got to say off the top that I've been a fan of this podcast and your work for a long time. And just to be even considered on the level of some of the incredible leaders and professionals that you've had is a great honor. So I'm excited to be here.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. So as I mentioned, you were recommended by Adi, who is one of the co-founders of Open Doors. And I mean, talk about an amazing leader. And he was raving about you in his message to me. He was like, right off the top, I have to recommend Julian. He's an amazing, amazing leader. And I was like, I want him on. So shout out to you, Adi, and who we actually had on before. So you can always go back and check out his episode if anybody who's listening wants to check that out. But Julian, so it's actually a new role for you, and today's your first day in your new home office, so that's kind of cool to see. So congrats on the new role. It's been a couple months, is that right?
It has been, yeah. I've been with Open Doors for about 6.5 months now, and it's been an incredible experience so far. It's been a great ride working along some great people that I've formed really good, strong relationships with very quickly, and It's just been everything I hoped it would be in a career move.
Oh, that's amazing. And so let's give everybody an idea. So Open Doors was started by athletes. It's for athletes. It's a sports tech platform, right? That maximizes endorsement deals. Am I hitting all the right things?
That's well said. Very good elevator pitch there. Yeah, Open Doors is the leading sports technology company that maximizes endorsement value for athletes. So we have first and foremost educational programming for athletes so that they know how to understand their brand. We have also a marketplace so that they can monetize that brand once they know how to protect it and once they're able to build that brand as well. So being a former athlete as well, this is a cause and a time that I'm very excited to be a part of. It's something I'm passionate about doing, and Open Doors is the platform to get it done.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned, your own experience as an athlete. So, I would love for you to talk to us about your evolution. So from playing in the MLS, had a pretty pioneering role in marketing at the Colorado Rockies. And now you've got the seat that you helped create for yourself. And so I love this story. So tell us about it.
Yeah, the last 20 or so years have been a wild ride for me. So even going back even a little bit further than that. So I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is small town Amish country in central PA. And when I was 15, I left home and went to a soccer residency academy in Bradenton, Florida. And I spent 2 years at a program there and then went to college after that at Wake Forest University. Go Deeks. And after 3.5 years at Wake, I got my degree in English with a focus on journalism and just writing, storytelling is what I love doing. And I was very fortunate to be drafted to Major League Soccer. And I played with the LA Galaxy for 2 years and had some incredible experiences living my dream, just being able to be paid to do something that you love is a real blessing. So that was great. Oh, cool. And then after 2 years in Los Angeles, I went to a team called the Tampa Bay Rowdies and played one more season there and loved it, had a great experience there as well. But it was time to move on after that. And I got a job with the Colorado Rockies Major League Baseball Club and was there for 10 and a half years before just making the move to Open Doors here in June. So it's been an interesting ride all around the country, but it's been something that I've loved doing and love to meet a lot of great people along the way.
Wow, such a great journey. And I mean, it's also just so much transition when you talk about it from, it wasn't that you just took a new job. It was, such a different avenue that you were, arena almost that you were playing in each role. And so, this most recent one, that's a jump into tech and software, and talk to us about what's that like?
Sure. Yeah. When I was hired by the Rockies back in 2011, it was pretty much like a internal journalist position primarily. So we had publications department. So it was a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. We published a magazine every month of the season. We did newsletters, emails, all that kind of stuff. And back in the day in 2011, everybody could kind of see where the digital media industry was going. There was early adopters for sure, but nobody was really willing to invest in that entirely. So I had interactive marketing just tacked on the end of my job title. And over the years, that definitely kind of took over more of the day-to-day focus and responsibility and workload. And we were able to build out that team on the digital side and focus on some other things as we collected new responsibilities. But after 10 and a half years in one place, the only place I had known professionally, it was definitely time to challenge myself a little bit, reinvest in my family and on a personal level, just with the demands of working on the professional team side. So yeah, I was really excited about the opportunity to learn something different, learn a new industry. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a lot of sports ties in what I'm doing now, but like you said, ultimately we are a software company, we're a tech company, and I'm so lucky to be able to learn the product and tech side from our amazing product and tech team. It seems like every week I'm mind blown in some meeting by some of the work that they're doing and the vision that they have for how we're going to help athletes. So I love what I'm doing. I love the change of gears personally and professionally. And I think I just needed a refresh to be able to reinvest in different ways and learn some new things.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet. And I'm sure that when you talked about your role at the Rockies, it sounded like you were a bit of building the plane while you were flying it, right? Because I think you were telling me the other day that the digital scene was really taking off. So it sounds like you've been in a role where you've needed to jump in and adapt no matter what role along your journey. That's probably been a key to your success.
Absolutely. I think that's the best way to learn, especially being a young professional. I don't know if I'm still a young professional. Maybe I still qualify for that. But, I was 23 years old when I started with the Rockies, and it literally was diving in before I knew how to swim. It was learning the professional life. I had some great leaders around me that helped me and showed me the way. But yeah, I believe that that's the best way that you can learn is to just start doing, make mistakes, learn from that. As long as you have the right mentality to grow, that's always worked for me. And that's what I would recommend for other young professionals. But I would say the worst thing you can do as a young pro is to just do one thing and pigeonhole yourself or focus on one specific thing, especially when you're starting out. I think learning as much about business operations as possible, learning as much about your specific company or organization as you possibly can is going to set you up for success in the future. And honestly, to give you an example of that, like when I was with the Rockies, it started out as that writing position, then, digital media was there. There were some changes internally. So eventually our department took over communications and PR. Then we took over player relations. So every time there was an internal shift, we always kind of were thought of as somebody who could do that job well. And mm-hmm. you always want to have yourself emerge in somebody's thought process as somebody who can do a job really well. So that's what I've tried to do is position myself like that. And I'd like to think it worked out okay.
I was going to say this worked out pretty well for you. Yeah, as you're talking about it, it's actually really in line with something that I talk a lot about, which is this idea of layering experiences. And I think sometimes there, at various stages of your career, I think some people can like panic thinking that they have to be, as you were saying, what almost not to do is to focus on one thing and become an expert in only one thing. And I think that, it's so great to hear when someone is really layering those experiences. I talk about it as like filling up your toolbox so you can be as valuable as you keep going. But I think it takes a bit of resilience and adaptability to be able to do that and shift gears and constantly say yes. It's like when someone came to you with an opportunity, you just said yes and jumped in and figured it out instead of putting on the brakes. So, and you and I were talking about this the other day, but I would love to get your thoughts on where, do you think that there's a bit of a parallel to your life as an athlete? And has that helped you to be able to adapt and be resilient and to say yes?
Sure, I think so. I think there's a lot of skills that you learn from athletics. And I think the higher you go on the totem pole of being an athlete, I think the more refined those skills are. So I had the honor of playing at a professional level. I played collegiately. And I think, you know, everybody who has athletic experiences learned from that. And that's definitely helped me along the way. I think, you know, in from a leadership sense, it helps you to, you know, have a comfort level with tough conversations. It, you know, how to, you know, get through difficult moments, to lean on each other, to pull together as a team, to, you just learn so much from athletics. And I'm very fortunate that I've had those experiences that have been able to translate into the business world as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up leadership, because that was about next on my hit list with you. Would love to hear about your leadership style. I think we're getting a taste for it through the things that you shared. But again, like Adi was raving about you as a leader. And so I'd love to get an idea of what's your style?
Yeah, I never really thought about leadership and style in a formal sense until I started to go through this process with Open Doors, you know, the interview process, because kind of like I said earlier, there was a little bit of a comfort level being where I was for over a decade in the same place. So the things that I've realized over the last year or so, as I've been really thinking about this, is I care about people first and foremost, like not only the people that I work with all the time, but just everybody within our business. You know, the purpose of Open Doors is to build something great with people you care about. And that's something that is truly important to me. I love the people that I work with, that I, you know, go to the office with every day, so to speak. And I think that if you have that basic understanding right off the bat, that's going to set yourself up for really great things. I would say, I'm very pretty level-headed, even keel. I don't get rattled very easily. And one thing that I've learned is, like, sometimes you just need to take a deep breath. Things can speed up a little bit. So to have a measured perspective is really important. So those are a couple of things right off the bat. I like to think that I'm, you know, pretty energetic. I like to think that, that I show up every day and give everything I have, and that reflects in everybody that works alongside me. So those are a few things that maybe I've thought about, but I think the biggest thing that I've recognized or realized about leadership since starting with Open Doors is that as a leader, a lot of people need a lot of different things from you, and everybody has different styles that they like to pursue. So some people need a kick in the pants and they like a little bit of tough love. Some people, love harsh feedback or critical feedback, and that's how they can improve. There are other people who do not respond and resonate in that way. So for me, it's trying to figure out how I can best connect with each person that I work with, every department, every team that I work alongside of, and just trying to figure out what everybody needs from me and how I can provide that to other people. And that's really how I look at it. And it's not something that I think about consciously every day, but it's something that I think in my mind, I'm always thinking about, okay, what does this person need from me? How can I help them? How can I support their efforts? And how can I help them grow?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like there's such a bit of this authentic, natural leadership that's been ingrained in you. And so, you know, that really sounds like it really fuels you, which is awesome to hear. And, you know, I think that some people can say that people are first, but when you have someone who's, you know, walking that every day, it can have such a profound impact on, you know, the people around you. So thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, as a leader, I think sometimes people feel like, well, when you get to a certain stage as a leader, like you don't really need other leaders, or you don't need a coach or that kind of thing. And you've been in a situation throughout your career, dating back to when you were playing, where it sounds like you probably always had a coach of some degree, a leader of some degree. So, you know, at this stage, like, what's important to you in someone who's sitting in that type of a seat for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say overall, I'm pretty proactive and I don't demand a lot from the leaders that are above me, so to speak. But the way I'll answer that one is by saying that I think that we can learn something from everyone. So even if somebody's not in a formal leadership seat, I think there's always something to be learned from everybody on the team. So I try to take something from all the people around me, and then from, you know, the great leaders that I have been around, Adi being one of them, Blake being one of them, Michael Steiner, who's our SVP of marketing. There's so many great people that I'm surrounded by in that formal leadership sense that I take a lot of different lessons from, whether it's how to structure your time in your day when you're at that highest level, how to connect with people, how to see a vision, how to ask the right questions. These are all things that I've been able to take from the leadership at Open Doors and build on the experience that I've had before. And going back to the other question you asked about just leadership in general, one of the best leaders I've ever been around is Bud Black, who's the Rockies manager. He's a longtime baseball man. And Buddy has two rules. And his first rule is be ready for anything. And his second rule is everything is going to be okay. So I always think about that. Whatever moment you're going through, always be prepared for whatever's going to come, whether it's a, you know, an adverse situation or something. Sometimes you have to be prepared for things that are positive and market changes that you can benefit from. So always be prepared for everything. And then when you're going through that moment, sometimes things are heavy, sometimes they move fast. There might be a setback here and there, but I always try to remember that everything is going to be okay at the end of it, as long as we pull together, as long as we care about each other and we're moving in the same direction. So, you know, I believe we're human beings, like people, we're an amalgam of our experiences. And I believe that we can learn so much from every step along the way in our journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny on that number, on the second one that you mentioned, it brings me back, gave me a little bit of a flashback. So I had a leader when I was at the Nets, and his name is Fred Mangione, and he is amazing. And he is very senior at the Jets now. Okay. And I always remember this, and I think back to it. He always used to say, like, we will get through anything together. And it's such a simple thing, but it has like reverberated in my brain since he said it so many years ago. So I second that one. That's a really good one. And so, you know, you've been through a lot of change, you know, obviously throughout your career, throughout the last year or so, in the midst of COVID, in the midst of the, you know, where you went probably from being in the Rockies office to working from home. As I said, today's your first day in your new office at home. Mm-hmm. And so, like, talk to us about what that is like. I mean, I think a lot of times people think, you know, because you also have three young children. So, you know, I think a lot of times women get the question of like, how do you balance it? And talk to us about your life priorities. And, you know, when you and I first talked, you shared your journey through, you know, and you shared a bit about your story with your wife and your kids. And so I'm going to flip it and ask man this time. I'm asking you, like, talk to us about like, what's dad life like in the midst of being, you know, a working professional?
Yeah, I'll let me go back a little bit quickly to you know, talk about how I got here. So when I was playing professionally, my wife moved out to Tampa, Florida. She's a physical therapist and just finished up her doctorate degree. And, you know, we were living in Tampa in an apartment. She wasn't incredibly happy there. And, you know, her job was tough and long hours and a bit of a commute. So she was frustrated that in the off season as a professional soccer player, I was just kind of sitting around not doing anything and walking the dog and watching full seasons of Lost in one sitting, and was just frustrated. So she was like, why don't you just look for jobs or something to make me happy? So I did. And that's when I saw the job with the Rockies, that position. And I'm so lucky that they took a chance on me because I was underqualified. I didn't really have any real work experience, but they believed in me and gave me an opportunity way back in the day. So my decision to move on from professional soccer was entirely family related. I wanted to settle down here in Colorado. We wanted to start a family, and I wanted to have a lifestyle that was more conducive to being able to fully invest in my family. So that's 10 years ago. You know, my time with the Rockies was amazing, and we were able to grow together as a family. I have three kids. I have a 9-year-old, a six-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And they grew up in baseball. They knew nothing different than what our life had been. But as they got older, I realized that I wasn't really able to give them everything that I needed to and that I wanted to. And just the professional sports lifestyle, specifically with baseball, is just a grind. There's games every day. It's 24/7. There's this sense of false hustle in the professional sports industry that really needs to change. But that was the impetus for me to open up the conversation and reconnect with people at Open Doors who I already knew. And it was really a family-based decision for me. So what I try to do is, you know, my work is very important to me, but I never lose sight of what really matters in life. And that is family. That is being a great dad and a good husband. And now I'm just really glad that I'm able to be more available for my kids at this important time in their life. I feel like I'm a better husband, a better father. I have more patience. I have more energy. I'm just energized in general again. So this decision for me was family related. I feel like I've got a a new jolt of excitement. And I think that that's definitely, you know, noticeable with my wife and my family and my kids.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, all right, before I let you go, I've got a couple last questions for you.
Okay.
And one is, so we're headed towards we're at the end of this year, headed into the next year. If you can, give us an idea of what we can expect from Open Doors in the year ahead.
Yeah, this is a really exciting time at Open Doors. We, you know, we're the company that's really driving the NIL market. This is, mm-hmm. You know, a hot topic in the industry, but Open Doors has been doing this work for over a decade here. So I'm excited to really dive into the athlete experience to really continue to help every athlete in the college space, in the professional space. And we got a lot of exciting stuff coming with our educational programming, with our athlete focused content. You're going to see some exciting product developments from Open Doors. So if there's ever a time for investing in the NIL space, we're doubling down like we never have before. And it's exciting to be a part of that. So just, I'm excited to see continued excellence from our team and thrilled to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Well, congrats again. So we're going to leave the professional side for a second. We're going to give people a dose on the personal side.
Okay.
So assuming you are still a big soccer fan, and we, my husband is British. So in our house, it's football.
Okay.
It's proper football.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So give us an idea. Who's your favorite MLS team or player? And then I'll ask you the same for the Premier League.
Okay. So Major League Soccer is a little tough for me because, you know, I'm 34, so I could still be out there if I wanted. You know, it's always fun though, because when I watch a game, I know half the players on both teams. So I have to say I'm a Houston Dynamo fan first and foremost. And my favorite player is Zarek Valentin. He's an outstanding veteran defensive player who's been around the league for a long time. And he is somebody from a brand perspective who just truly understands what it means to be a professional athlete, to engage in his community, to give back to the cities in which he plays and performs. He's dependable in the media, and he's obviously a very steady professional who's been doing it for a long time. And he's also my little brother. So that's my favorite player.
Nice. I love it. All right. So hop on over to the Premier League.
Yeah. Premier League. I don't know if I have a favorite player or team. A bunch of guys at Open Doors, we have like a fantasy Premier League. So we're always, we're always connected and bantering against each other. If I were to pick a club, I will say I don't have a favorite club, but I love Christian Pulisic. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So he represents Central PA on the world stage. So as well as, you know, being one of the top U.S. national team players. So I'll go with Christian as a hometown hero. And if I'll throw out a team, let's say Leeds United, because when I was a kid, I played for Leeds United. That was my club. So we had their jerseys and everything. So I'll support Leeds on this one.
Nice. Okay.
And they have a Wake Forest guy, Jack Harrison. So I got some connections there too.
Okay. And so then now you're a true Coloradan, you are a mountain biker, which I, of course, personally got excited about when I heard you.
Yep.
I was like, let's go ride. So what's your favorite, what is your current bike brand and what's on your wish list?
Okay. So I'm a Trek guy.
Okay.
I have my mountain bike is a Trek Excalibur, which is like, it's like my little mountain Ferrari, the thing I can fly on that thing. Thing has thousands of miles on it. I love it. Yeah, we live right between two state parks, so we're able to go in there and go off roading a little bit. My future bike, you know, I'd love to get a road bike, so I can go for longer rides instead of just, you know, bouncing on the trails and stuff. But if I can give a shameless plug here, Trek, if you guys are listening, hit me up on Open Doors. Let's do business together. I would love to talk about your brand because I love you guys already. So let's just make it happen. So Trek, hit me up. Hit me up on Open Doors.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm so glad to have you here today. You've been so fun to chat with. And thank you for being so transparent. That matters. And it really is a sign of a real leader, an authentic leader, and that's you. So thank you so much.
You.
We'll stick a bunch of links to your profiles in here. And, you know, everybody, Open Doors is amazing. And I've been able to watch them from afar, just absolutely flourish in their evolution over the last several years. So I'm excited for you and all to come for Open Doors.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an absolute joy. And I'm excited to continue watching and following your journey as well.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.